Hello. Welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is bryonia, a long-used homeopathic remedy. Also known as bryony or wild hops, this remedy is only used in homeopathic dilutions, as it would be toxic to simply pull the root out of the ground and make a tea from it, for example. As found on the medicated pills in a homeopathic kit, at a 6C or 30C potency, it's perfectly safe. So what is it used for? The key for bryonia is to remember pain comes on movement. The patient wants to be as still as possible. So in a cough, for example, there'll be pain during the cough, as of course the act of coughing involves movement. Bryonia has been used to treat coughs, flu, even pneumonia and pleurisy. There is especially a stitching-type pain. There could be headaches and arthritis, where the pain is worse from touch, yet better from pressure. There's dryness of the mouth and constipation, and thirst for large amounts of water at a time. The symptoms that bryonia can help come on slowly, and the patient's irritable and wants to be left alone. On the constitutional level, if bryonia is being prescribed for a long-term chronic condition, the patient tends to be firmly rooted in the material world, not really an artsy emotional type, but business practical types. When lacking the sure ground of security and stability, they become irritable, anxious, even sad. A person eating bryonia will perceive things in an intense, do-or-die way, similar to nux vomica or rus tox. There will be feelings of great hope as long as intense effort is put in, unlike people needing a metal like gold or platinum, where there's a hopeless feeling under the surface. Well, this has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.